is killed after breaking into boats at the Haines Harbor, and Skagway shelters in place as a second case of COVID-19 is identified. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Alaska's Department of Fish and Game confirmed Friday that a 23rd bear was killed in defense of life and property in Haines. KHNS's Claire Strempel has more.
The most recent DLP comes after a bear or bears broke into dozens of Haines vehicles in the last 2 weeks, causing extensive damages. Carl Koch is Fish and Game's Juneau-based management biologist for the Haines area.
This bear was, causing a lot of damage, and unfortunately it needed to be removed. And so I'm cautiously optimistic that it could be the bear that was getting in the cars. And I'm looking for folks to keep us posted if they see new situations where car doors are being opened.
Koch says he was planning a trip to Haines to try and stop the car savvy bear, but a Haines resident and the police department handled it first.
Last night at about midnight, one of the Haines police officers sent me a text and said, "There's a bear breaking into boats in the harbor. It looks like the one that got in the car the other day. I intend to dispatch it." And I said, go ahead. And about an hour later, he texted me to say that they were successful.
Haynesboro Police Department told the state agency that its officer shot and killed the bear. The resident declined an interview. He said he doesn't feel great about bears dying, but his wife's Suburban was among this month's destroyed cars. He staked out the harbor, where the bear was recorded on video, exploring the dumpster and adjacent vehicles. Other residents have taken to social media demanding action. Bears have caused tens of thousands of dollars worth of property damage this year. Koch says he gets it, but he can't kill every bear in the Chilkat Valley.
It's been a tough year for everybody. That's not our mission. What we do is we try to target specific bears that are causing the most trouble.
The bear population is unlikely to increase next season, and not just because bears are getting shot. Natural food sources like salmon and berries have not been abundant this summer, and that affects how many cubs are born. Bears reproduce with what's called delayed implantation. That means even if the bears mate in spring, the fertilized egg doesn't implant in the uterus until late fall, if at all.
If the sow goes in the den too skinny, it won't implant and she won't have cubs.
Koch says there are two limitations on bear population: what the landscape can support and what society will tolerate. This year, both are likely to contribute to a decline in bear population in coming seasons. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic identified a second active case of COVID-19 in Skagway on Friday. Local health officials suspect the virus has spread in the community. Municipal officials are asking residents to shelter in place for at least a week. Cody Jennings is a spokesperson for Skagway's Emergency Operations Center. She says that the Division of Public Health is tracing close contacts of the positive cases.
Obviously, there was a second case identified today, so we just want to make sure that we are very conscious and going forward about mitigating any additional spread.
Under a shelter in place, residents are asked to not gather in groups and stay home as much as possible, except to work in a critical job or receive medical care. Jennings says non-critical businesses must close to the public, and critical businesses that remain open must implement social distancing measures and require masks for patrons and employees.
So, for example, the grocery store is considered an essential business. Folks need to get in and get their groceries and what have you. But the Skagway bookstore, Skagway News Depot, they've closed their doors to the public. They are offering curbside delivery for newspapers and books and things. So they are able to stay open, but they must not allow public entry.
Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic has closed until Tuesday in order to test staff, communicate with the Division of Public Health, and disinfect the clinic. Municipal buildings have also closed and staff are working from home. The Skagway School District has suspended in-person classes for the foreseeable future. Administrators sent students home early and closed the school on Wednesday. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium tested the school's staff for COVID-19. The school will remain closed to staff until at least Tuesday morning. After that, teachers will return to prepare distance learning alternatives while students remain at home. The Skagway Public Library turned 100 years old this week. Library Director Jennifer Sicelli says the library was created by the Skagway Women's Club.
It was a group of 55 women. They met that and formed a literary and social club, and that was sort of the genesis of the Skagway Library.
On October 14th, 1920, the Women's Club decided to purchase 4 bestsellers every month and gather book donations to develop a collection for the public. Sicelli says eventually they were able to acquire a space for a library. It's moved a couple times since its creation.
They had a room out of the Bank of Alaska initially, and then in 1928 they moved into the building on Fifth Avenue, which was, I believe, was the Board of Trade Saloon building. And then it was in 1979 when they began construction of where the library currently stands on 8th and State.
Unfortunately, the library is unable to host a large gathering for the centennial due to COVID-19. But Sicelli says there will be a virtual celebration on Sunday where residents will share stories about the history of the library and the way it has changed over the years.
You know, now it's not just about books. It's about electronic resources and, I mean, you name it, you know, it's entertainment in the winter. It's providing a space where people can go to get out of their house. It's that community center, gathering place. Part of what I'm hoping to hear from the community is, what has the library meant to you? How have you spent your time? What things do you remember? What has been impactful in your life having the library here?
For details on how to participate in the virtual celebration this Sunday, check out the municipal calendar at skagway.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.